mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. And then Proverbs 1 says, forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. Your mom's got wisdom. Sometimes you don't like what she's saying, but sit back and take it as wisdom from God. And then in another one in Proverbs 31, her children shall rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done exceedingly, but you surpass them all. So God created women with special traits for the most honorable task of motherhood. No job on earth takes more physical, mental, social, emotional, and spiritual strength than being a good mom. Do you all agree with that? Yes. The fate of a mother is to wait for her children. You wait for them to be born. You wait for them to get out of school. You wait for them to come home after a night out. You wait for them to start their own lives. You wait for them to get home from work to come and have a nice dinner. You wait for them when they are out late with love, with anxiety, and sometimes anger that passes immediately when you see them, you can hug them. And I have memories of that. And I think Jason does too. I want to tell a funny story. Can I tell that funny story? Okay. Jason was out. It was way past curfew. And I'm just pacing the floor. Gary's in there sleeping as sound as can be. I'm going, where is he? Where is he? And so our house is, it's a brick house, but you got the garage, and then it goes like this. So there's a corner right there. So I go get my lawn chair, and I sit down in that corner, and I'm sitting there waiting for him to come home. And it's dark. It's dark, and so he can't see me. So I see him coming up the walkway, and I'm sitting there, and just as he gets in front of me, I jump out of the chair. Where have you been? He goes, oh, my God, mother. I mean, he about passed out, you know. I go, what's the matter with you? Why are you so late? Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, yeah, I do. I would sneak. I would drive around trying to find their cars, you know, where are they at and stuff. So I oh, the high school story. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, the high school. I'll tell another story. These are funny. Gary brought Jason. He had a 71 Chevelle, bright red, was all decked out. And the only thing we told him is, you cannot let anybody drive this car. He says, okay. So one day I was heading up to the church. That was when we were out in Fieldstone. And I come around the corner and I see his Chevelle sitting there in the road. And I'm going, what? And then I'm looking, I go, that's not Jason. Who's in Jason's car? Like that. And so I come in behind, I go, what are you doing with Jason's car? I'm yelling at him. And so he takes off. And so I start chasing him down the streets in Fieldstone. I'm going like 35, 40 miles an hour. I'm going, and my head's out the window. Get that car back to the school right now. Like that, you know? And I'm following him and following him. And before all of this, this kid, his friend, was saying, Jason, just let me take your car to Mason. No, I can't let you take the car to Mason. Come on. And he broke Jason down, and he handed him the keys. And Jason said to his friends, my mom's going to find out about this. I'm going to be in so much trouble. So I go to the school office, and I go in, and I go, I need to talk to Jason Bradshaw. She goes, well, he's in the lunchroom. I need to talk to Jason Bradshaw. And so the principal goes in. He's at the table. They go, Jason, your mom's in the office. I told you. Didn't I tell you that my mother would find out? You know? Anyway, yeah. So moms know everything, kids. They do know everything. Well, anyway, so your mother will get old, but the heart of a mother never gets old. No person will love you like your mother. My mom was beautiful. She was dedicated to us, and she was a very strong woman of God. Her smile and her soft voice would melt my heart. She was very humble, and she gave us endless love. She was an awesome cook, and she loved to fix us all of our favorite food. She had a beautiful voice, and she sang in the choir. When she was growing up, she played with her baby dolls, and all she ever wanted to be was a mom. And she had the sweetest and most caring spirit that my friends wished that she was their mom. She was a true example of everything that a mother should be. There were 8 children in our family, and my mom stayed home to take care of us. She showed her love in so many ways. She was able to make each one of us feel special. When we got up in the morning, our school clothes would all be lined up for us, and breakfast would be on the table. And when we got home from school, there would either be 8 little dishes of pudding lined up on the counter or a plate of cookies for us to have for our snack. She would always make sure our birthdays were special, and we got to pick whatever we wanted for our birthday supper. Each day, she gave selflessly of herself to each one of us. She gave us so much love. Then her grandchildren came along, and she treasured each of them. My mom did not have an easy life. My dad was an alcoholic, and things could be very unstable. She loved my dad and all of us with her whole heart, with unconditional love, and she stood strong during the battles. She passed away in 1986 from bone cancer, surrounded by all 8 of us, and she never complained about the severe pain she was in. She was a strong woman. She was loved by so many. She had a funeral service like no other, and any of you that are Catholic, you will understand what I'm saying. She had 4 priests and a cardinal officiating her funeral, and the church was packed. She was royalty that day, and she needed that. My brother, how many remember that show years ago, Queen for a Day? Anybody remember that, Queen for a Day? You could submit an application for your mom to be queen for the day, and they would give her all these presents. They'd bring her on, and they'd put a cape on her and a crown. And my brother always, always prayed that she would be queen for a day. That was her day. She was queen for a day. If I am only half the person that my mom was, I would be very grateful. I just want to thank my mom for shaping me into the person that I am today, giving me the love and the support that I needed, and I will always love you, and I miss you so much.